Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2844, and today's date is August 7th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Panic in D.C. The people have been shown the way. D5, nothing can stop this. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire push to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, is completely falling apart. They don't have the people with them. Actually, they're speaking in their own echo chamber, and the people are not paying attention. The people have no interest in what they're trying to do, because this has nothing to do with benefiting the people. This has to do with benefiting themselves and controlling we, the people. And people are seeing the truth every single day. For example, Trudeau, he was seen exiting a non-climate-friendly jet without a mask. And remember, the elite deep state players, they don't believe their own propaganda. They show it by their actions. Remember, don't listen to what they're saying. Look at what they actually do. Just like with Biden, from the very beginning, he told people a lot of things. The deep state players always tell you a lot of things, but they always do the opposite. And their entire climate agenda is falling apart right in front of them. Because remember, everything that they told all of us in the past, well, we are now where they said everything would be falling apart. They told us 2000, 2010, 2020, and here we are, and everything that they predicted hasn't come true. Define L put this out on Twitter and said the following, and this is coming from AFP News Agency, and this was back on March 5th, 2014, and this is what they said. Time is running out for the Great Barrier Reef, with climate change set to wreak irreversible damage by 2030, and this is coming from the scientists. Well, here we are, August 4th, 2022, NBC News put this out and says two-thirds of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia recorded the highest amount of coral cover in nearly four decades. So the opposite is happening. What they're saying is not true. And if we go back to 2008, remember Al Gore? He predicted the North Pole ice cap would be completely ice-free in 5 years. Well, here we are in 2022. Is that true? Actually, in 2021, Arctic sea ice melt was at its lowest level in 15 years. So let's think about this for a second. He told us we're not going to see snow anymore. We're going to see the North Pole ice cap completely melt. And here we are many years later, the opposite is happening once again. And they're using all this fraudulent data that they pushed out to the public, and they're using it to pass their bill. Actually, the U.S. Senate passed a $369 billion deal for the climate emergency agenda. The legislation is not even based on factual data. And they passed this behemoth in a straight party line vote during a recession. Half of the funds raised by this deal will come from Americans earning less than $400,000, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. And even worse than this, a new study at the Heartland Institute shows that 96% of the climate data used to justify this climate push is completely flawed. Climate experts have consistently pushed back against climate alarmist narratives. And this is what the study says. It says, approximately 96% of U.S. temperature stations used to measure climate change failed to meet what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration considers to be acceptable and uncorrupted placement by its own published standards. So everything that they're pushing out here to push all this money, to push these bills, is completely fraudulent. And all the predictions that they made, they're completely fraudulent. So what are the people seeing right now? They're seeing that everything that they talked about in the past has not come true. This is why the people are not going along with this narrative. This is why the people are not with the deep state, not with the private central bank, not with the World Economic Forum. Remember, these individuals, there's just a few of them. They're speaking in their own echo chamber. The rest of the people are saying, yeah, you know what? We're not following along with this. We're done with you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see there is more protests around the world right now, because as inflation hits, as high fuel costs hit, as people can't make ends meet, what are they going to do? They're going to fight back. So Qtime put this out on Telegram, and we see that the protests in Bangladesh, they have erupted. The public is enraged by soaring oil and gas prices. People are very upset. And then we had Viktor Orban from Hungary. He was at CPAC, and he said the globalists can all go to hell. Think about this for a second. Leaders now are fighting back, telling the globalists, we're done. We have China now pushing back, saying, listen, since Pelosi visited Taiwan, we're not going to be working on climate agenda issues. I mean, think about what's happening right now. We have people protesting. We have leaders now saying, listen, the globalists can go to hell. Their entire system, everything that they have built, is falling apart with a snap of a finger. And this is going to continue. Now, let's think about the Biden administration. Remember, he's only the guy out in front. We know we have Obama in the basement. We know we have George Soros, the private West central bankers. And he's been telling us since 2020, over and over and over, he's only going to be taxing the people that make $400,000 or more. Well, it turns out that everything that he's told us and everything else that he's been telling us is turning out to be a lie. And people are seeing this over and over and over. Because remember, the Biden tax hikes, they will raise taxes on Americans making as little as $30,000 a year. So now people are seeing the truth. Now the people are understanding who the liars are, who the deceivers are, and the people are starting to realize, hey, we can see this very, very clearly. We know exactly what's going on, and we know who's causing all these problems. And we could see your agenda. And this is what this whole thing's about. It's about bringing people to the precipice, and that's where people are headed. Thomas Massie put this out on Twitter. He said the following: the politicians telling you they can reduce inflation by spending more of your money are the same politicians telling you they can reduce the temperature of the planet by lowering your standard of living. And that's absolutely true. Now, the other thing that people are seeing, they can see the corrupt politicians. Remember, Biden, Obama in the basement, the puppet masters, they're using our strategic petroleum reserves. It's like the lowest it's ever been. And they're using this to keep the fuel prices down because we know there's a midterm election coming up, and they're trying to keep good optics. But their main agenda is to make the fuel prices skyrocket. But they don't care about that right now because they know that they need something to help them in the midterms. Is this going to work? Absolutely not. But look at the corrupt politicians. And Phil Kirpin on Twitter put this out. He said, Ted Cruz's motion to waive 60 votes needed to prohibit shipments of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China failed, 54 to 46. So the corrupt politicians, they are fine with the Strategic Petroleum Reserves going to China. They're okay with that. Think about that for a second. And then think about what's happening here in this country. Think about the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. These are supposed to be used in an emergency. If we're at war, if there's some type of national emergency, if Biden, as he's continually depleting our reserves, what backup does the United States have? We don't have one. They're using it to control the high fuel costs because they never expected this to happen so quickly. Yes, they wanted high fuel costs, but they thought this was going to happen over a period of time. But it happened so quickly. It happened within, almost 2 years now? And they never expected this. So they needed something to tamp it down because they knew if this continued, it would be a complete and utter disaster at the midterms. But it's already a disaster. Nothing they're doing is working. Actually, every move they make is actually destroying their entire agenda because people can see this very, very clearly. Now, very interestingly, we had Steve Bannon. He was at CPAC. And he was saying it is now time to end the Fed. And I do believe the calls to end the Fed, they're going to grow louder and louder as time goes on because people are going to see the truth. The people are going to start to understand and start to realize it's not the Biden administration. It's not just the puppet masters, but it's the actual Federal Reserve that has been causing the problem from the very, very beginning. And if you look at our country today and you look at what the private Western Central Bank has done, they're the ones who actually caused all these problems. If you have a currency that devalues from the beginning of time when you take it off the gold standard and you keep on borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, that means there's more currency in circulation, especially with the stimulus after COVID. The stimulus is all over the place, and this is why we're seeing inflation. What happens is, as the currency devalues, you need to cover it up over time. So in 1971, they needed to start moving manufacturing overseas. Why? Because if we kept all the manufacturing here, their entire fiat system would have been exposed because no one would be able to afford anything because everything would have been too expensive here. And people would have noticed this very, very quickly. So what did they have to do? They had to move the manufacturing overseas where people got pennies to manufacture products, which means it would be a lot cheaper for these people to manufacture the products. They only got paid pennies and there were no tariffs put into place and people would enjoy these cheap products and they wouldn't realize that something was happening. What else did they have to do? Well, they knew their currency was going to devalue and one person working in the workforce wouldn't work. So they had to make a movement to make sure that they had two people working in the workforce. This is to cover up the devaluation of the currency. What do corporations have to do? Remember the time, and maybe some of you don't remember, there was a time when everything was delivered in glass. See, when products were too heavy, they needed a way to make things cheaper so they could ship them because it would be just too expensive, too expensive to ship because of the fuel and everything else. So who really caused the plastic problem? Oh, was it the private central bank in their system? Yes, because now the corporations, they have to find a new way of creating cheaper products where they can ship them. And this is why you see all this lightweight material, probably a lot of it's not good for us, and they needed to do this. How else did they have to cover up their entire system? Well, people just couldn't live on their currency. Try to do it today. Remove all your credit cards. Just live on your salary. You know how many people won't be able to do this? It'll be completely impossible. So they had to introduce credit, payment for your car, longer payments for your house, longer payments for your automobile. Forget financing. We're going to have to bring in leasing because now people can't afford financing. This is what they do. Then they had to extend the leasing period. See, they tried it with the financing. They extended that. That didn't work out well because the currency was devaluing so quickly. They had to extend the lease contracts. Why? All to cover up their system. But here we are at this point right now where within 2 years, the inflation is now being seen by the people. You're not waiting 10, 15, 20 years. You're seeing it happen very, very quickly. And people now are starting to realize very, very quickly, hey, wait a minute. This is completely out of control. And I do believe it's going to get worse before it gets better. And this is to bring people to the economic precipice so they push themselves to make a change. And what do I mean by that? They're going to make a change by voting the corrupt out, by getting rid of the Federal Reserve. And I do believe the call to get rid of the Federal Reserve as things get worse and worse and worse, because the Federal Reserve will not be able to control any of this. Actually, everything that they're doing is going to actually destroy themselves. Because when people see that they can't control inflation and they see that everything that they were doing actually brought us into a recession and then a depression, it's not going to look too good for the Fed. And I do believe we're going to hear calls from all different places saying, end the Fed, end the Fed, end the Fed. And I do believe that's exactly where we're happening. And those calls are going to get louder and louder and louder as time goes on. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they're panicking like we've never seen before. Yes, there really is panic in D.C. Yes, they're panicking over Durham. Yes, they're panicking over Weiss. But you know what they're really panicking about? They're really panicking about what happened out in Arizona. Because they were all prepared and ready to cheat, which they were cheating all along, but they were going to really try to override the system. But they realized it would be completely impossible and they would be found out. And you know what they're panicking over? The people learned how much power they actually have, how they can change the elections from the cheaters, how they can override the cheating systems. When the people unite and they come together and a red wave hits everything that they're trying to do, they cannot do anything. Think about it. How do you stop an avalanche? How do you stop a tidal wave? You can't. Yes, they're going to try. They're going to try to put up a fence, a dam, whatever they want to put up. It is not going to work. And when I say fence, dam, or anything like that, that is their chaos that they're going to use. That's how they're going to try to stop it. Now, they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to stop this because they know with what just happened out in Arizona, they cannot stop the midterms. They know that it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. No matter what they say now, no matter what they do, it will make no difference whatsoever. Trump, He's leading the offensive. And if you think about the digital soldiers, if you think about all the people now, even though they're not fully awake, even though you still have normies out there, they're starting to realize, hey, look, we can actually vote the people out. And as time goes on, they're realizing these people keep lying to me and Trump is telling the truth. And people now can see this very, very clearly. People could see the country being destroyed by these evil people. And I do believe this has been the strategy all along, is to bring the people together to override their system. And the only way to fix the elections, I know a lot of people saying, we must fix the elections. We're going to fix the elections. But the only way to do this is to remove the corruption. The only way to remove the corruption in their cheating system is to override the system with a huge number of people where they can't cheat. And I do believe we're heading in that direction, and they won't be able to stop this. You can't stop an avalanche. You can't stop a tidal wave, and they won't be able to stop this. I do believe that's why we hear that phrase, nothing can stop what's coming, nothing. Because when you have the people army, when you have the digital soldiers charging at the deep state, they can't be stopped. It's completely impossible. We've been talking a lot more about this a little bit later in the video that Trump put out, indicating that there's a storm coming. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in North Korea. Now, all of a sudden, we have the Russian state media. They are putting out that North Korea is going to be offering 100,000 troops for Putin's war on Ukraine. Now, let's think about this. Do you really think North Korea is going to be sending hundreds of thousands of troops to Ukraine? Does that even make sense at this point? But the Ministry of Defense in Britain said this, the Kremlin is growing desperate. Russia has lost tens of thousands of soldiers and is using Soviet-era weapons. Their outdated missiles are killing and injuring innocent Ukrainians. Russia won't win this unjust war. Now, let's think about what they're saying. Was this story put out there by the deep state players to make people think that Russia is losing the war? Actually, it's the opposite. Ukraine, if you notice, they keep begging for more money, and Biden, of course, he's being blackmailed, and he keeps sending the money over to them. I don't know if it's actually reaching Ukraine because there is some controversy of where this money is actually going. I wonder if the Patriots have something to do with that. But the other thing that's very interesting is we keep sending weapons and they're continually getting destroyed. So how is Ukraine actually winning? Have they taken any part of the Donbas area? No, they have not. So whatever they're saying here is completely the opposite. Actually, what Russia is doing right now, they're exposing everything the deep state has done. And Zelensky, he's panicking. The people, the deep state players in the UK and all other places, they're panicking because everything that they've done in Ukraine is now being exposed. And as more comes out, it's just going to get worse and worse for them. You see, if Ukraine was actually winning, they would make a really big deal. They'd say, look, we got them out of the Donbas area. Look, Russia's no longer here. Actually, if you look at it, it's always the opposite. Ukraine is actually retreating. And the weapons that Russia is using is destroying everything that Ukraine has. Ukraine is weak right now. They're losing every single battle. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Nancy Pelosi, as we know, she went to Taiwan. And it seems that her son, Paul Pelosi, is with her. And the Gateway Pundit put this out and actually used X-ray vision and actually found out that, yes, he is with her on this trip. Now, that is very interesting because that reminds me of Post 3590. This is November 13, 2019. It says the following, and I'm reading a little down below here. What do these people have in common? Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, Romney's son, Biden's son. Hint, geolocation Ukraine. Hint, energy. Coincidence? When George Soros calls, D's always answer. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Then we have Post 1186. Now, this is very interesting because we just had the story that North Korea is getting involved with Russia, and we'll have to see how that plays out. That doesn't seem on the up and up. We'll see if North Korea actually sends over troops to Ukraine. I don't think they have the ability to do this at this point, but let's see what happens. But I think this is actually telling us to look at North Korea right now, because if we look at Post 1186, this is April 19, 2018, it says the following, and this is the first part. It says, Pelosi admits travel to North Korea, passed. Archive immediately. They have tried to cover this. Why is this relevant? These people will lose everything. Now, down below, it says the importance of this cannot be expressed more clearly. Archive offline immediately, offline only. Future events Intel trip to North Korea will make heads roll. Pompeo, most senior official to visit North Korea since. Future proves past. Now, Pelosi is also talking about denuclearizing North Korea. So North Korea is coming in the picture. Pelosi is also involved in North Korea. And we'll have to see what is going to be coming out of North Korea. And I do believe Trump, he has been working with Kim Jong-un. He sent letters back and forth. We know that he walked across the DMZ, shook Kim Jong-un's hand. And I do believe Trump is working with Kim Jong-un, with Xi, with Putin. And they are working together to take down the deep state, to take down the entire system of the private West, the central bank system. Now, Trump, he did mention Taiwan again when he was at his rally, and he reiterated that China would invade Taiwan once again. Ultra Pepper Lives Matter on Telegram put this out. Take a listen to what Trump said.
With Taiwan is next. Just watch what's happening. You see it happening before you. How stupid it was that she went.
So everything now is building, and Trump is continually telling us to look at Taiwan because something is about to happen. Now, let's think about this. We have Xi going into Taiwan, destroying whatever the deep state has there. We have Putin going into Ukraine, destroying the bio labs, exposing everything that they've done there. This entire mission right now is bringing the deep state players to their knees. And it's one piece at a time. And it looks like this was planned out from the very beginning. Because remember, Trump was letting us know that, yes, China will be going into Taiwan. Yes, this might start World War III. And I do believe this is going to be the scare event. I do believe this is just building right now. Every day that passes, China does one more thing. And I do believe that this is now building. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe something is about to happen. And the timing is very interesting. Right before the midterms. I wonder what's going to be exposed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we've come to find out that this whole monkeypox thing is completely falling apart on the CDC, the FDA. Remember, the red states aren't really going along with this. It's only the blue states that are trying to push this. This is not like COVID from the very beginning back in 2020. The people now have learned how the deep state, how the CDC, the FDA, how the fake news works. And we can see that DeSantis and his Surgeon General, they are pushing back. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they updated its monkeypox advice to suggest people most at risk, namely men who have sex with men, take a temporary break from those behaviors to help contain the outbreak. So right there, they're already admitting that this is a sexually transmitted disease. The Washington Post on Twitter put this out and said the following. Sex is a major driver of the global monkeypox outbreak, but health officials and longtime HIV activists say calls for abstinence don't work. That's very interesting. So if it's a sexually transmitted disease, being absent doesn't really do anything? That doesn't even make sense. Pedro Gonzalez said this and replied to the Washington Post and said the following. You weren't allowed to go to church. You weren't allowed to go to the gym. You weren't allowed to go to class. You weren't allowed to be with your loved ones when they died. You weren't allowed to go to funerals. But under no circumstances do we infringe on sacred orgies, gay orgies. I mean, really think about that for a second. Think about what they're saying. Their entire narrative is completely falling apart. Then we have Alex Berenson on Twitter, and he said the following. Up to 51% of patients with monkeypox also have HIV. This is coming from the CDC Gov. How committed to anonymous gay sex do you have to be not to lay off a little after winding up with HIV? And why must we pretend this is a public health emergency for everyone? It is not. And I want to hear all those people who suggested discriminating against the mRNA unvaccinated explain why an outbreak of a minor virus spread almost exclusively through risky sexual behavior suddenly should suck down billions of dollars of taxpayer money. Hey, maybe just live with your anal pustules for a few weeks, or better yet, don't get them at all. Just to be clear, everyone is entitled to emergency care, no matter how the illness or trauma occurred, which is why the talk of refusing care to the unvaccinated was so wrong. But that doesn't mean, as a society, we must prioritize monkeypox over our many other health problems. See, I remember when COVID first started and the vaccine was produced and everyone was showing that, oh, look, I'm vaccinated. And they wanted to know if you were unvaccinated or vaccinated. What happened to the rule of law? Remember, there were HIPAA laws in place. Your medical information was private. these individuals decided, you know something? We're just going to disregard that now. And anyone can ask you, anyone can ask you anything. Remember when AIDS broke out? Back then they said, no, you're not allowed to ask if someone had AIDS. But with COVID, it was no problem. Very interesting, isn't it? Now, what are they doing? Now they're trying to push monkeypox. Now people are calling them out and their entire narrative is falling apart. And why do you have to shut down the entire state or a city if it's a sexually transmitted disease? Why does everyone have to pay for it? This is what they do. Think about gun control, which is really disarmament. This is how the deep state actually thinks. Well, if it's a small group of people, everyone must pay. Well, if the people who are getting COVID, if they have compromised immune systems, then all the healthy people, they must pay for this. So we need to lock down everyone. Everyone will have to do what we say because the compromised immune system of the elderly and the other people, they're the ones who are getting. Now, I know the tests are completely fake. Most of these people probably had the flu, but let's just go along with their narrative and use this against them. Now we have monkeypox, which is a sexually transmitted disease, really just with certain individuals, not everybody. I mean, look what they do with gun control. Oh, if there's a crazy lunatic who's has psychological problems and this person uses a weapon to kill people, the other 300 million people that have weapons, they must also pay. This is the way the deep state tries to convince people. But people are now waking up to this and everything that they do now is completely falling apart. Their monkeypox narrative is going to completely fall apart because the red states aren't going to follow through on this. The COVID narrative is completely falling apart. The gun control narrative is completely falling apart. No one is buying what they're selling, especially when you see these same clowns who are triple, quadruple boosted, wearing masks, taking other drugs, still getting COVID. Actually, Dr. Eli David put this out. He said four times vax and N95 mask German health minister Lauterbach tested positive for COVID. If these individuals like Fauci, Biden, and the rest, if these people are all still getting COVID, why would anyone ever, ever, ever listen to these people? It makes no sense whatsoever. But we're starting to see certain scientists start to wake up. And I guess the fear is now disappearing. I guess they had pressure on them. They didn't want to lose their jobs or things like that. But Cognitive Carbon put this out. And this is from a professor, Jeffrey Sachs, chair of the Lancet COVID-19 Commission. And this is what it says. When asked about his recent statement about being pretty convinced about a lab leak, he said the following. Scientists are creating a narrative and they're denying the alternative hypothesis without looking closely at it. That's the basic point. Now, what is the alternative hypothesis? The alternative hypothesis is quite straightforward, and that is that there was a lot of research underway in the United States and China on taking SARS-like virus, manipulating them in the laboratory and creating potentially far more dangerous viruses. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boost of metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to Keto with X22. That is keto with X22.com. And the particular virus that causes COVID-19 called SARS-CoV-2 is notable because it has a piece of genetic makeup that makes the virus more dangerous. And that piece of genome is called the furin cleavage site. Now, what's interesting and concerning, if I may say so, is that the research that was underway very actively and being promoted was to insert furin cleavage sites into SARS-like viruses to see what would happen. Cognitive Carbon says the following. Welcome, Professor, to the truth many of us have been speaking about for 2 years already. Now we're starting to see doctors come out and say, you know something, I shouldn't have been quiet about the mRNA vaccine. I shouldn't have been quiet or telling people to wear a mask because there was no science to back it up. Always after the fact, people always seem to find the truth. But during it, people use their emotions to direct them. And fear of losing a job, fear of losing their license, they use that and go along with the narrative. Remember what Mark Twain has said, and it's actually really coming true, and people now can see this very, very clearly. And this is what Mark Twain said. I know I said this, I think, on Friday, but let me just repeat it. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Think about when Trump first started out. Think about those brave doctors, the frontline doctors. Think about all these people that went up against the establishment. All these people, these are patriots who said, you know something? No, you have it wrong. I don't care what the majority says right now of you doctors and the fake news and everything else. The science doesn't back up what you're saying, and we're going to say the opposite. Trump did it. People were against him. Now look what's happening. Now people are joining the doctors, and more doctors who are on the other side are now joining these doctors. It is now growing because you know why? The science backs it up, and now people aren't afraid like they were. So now people feel, oh, I need to say something. And we're starting to see this, and it's growing and growing and growing, and people are learning from this. Now, what's very interesting in regards to what happened out in Arizona, we know that they delayed the counting of the rest of the votes. They're still counting. Maybe they'll never count them all. But what's starting to happen right now is that as they count, Carrie Lake, her number of votes, it's growing and growing. Actually, Cognitive Carbon once again said this on Telegram. Carrie Lake continues to widen her lead over yesterday, now with 90.1% votes counted. The Republican versus Democrat advantage also widens to 185,000 votes. So Brian Cates on Telegram put this out and he says, here's what that chart up there is showing you as to what the GOP Rhino Establishment Kane Mafia plan was to thwart the three Trump MAGA America First candidates in the Arizona GOP primaries this week. The Rhinos ran several ringer candidates at each one. So he said, number one, Carrie Lake. Besides the Rhino's handpicked choice, Taylor Robson, Lake had votes split away from her by three other candidates, one of whom, Salmon, had dropped out of the race months ago, and yet by some arcane act of sorcery, his name was still on the ballot and garnered 29,000 votes. There were 417,000 non-Carrie Lake GOP votes. Fully grasp the miracle that was accomplished here by the red wave. Number two, Mark Fincham. They ran three ringer vote-splitting candidates against Mark Fincham. 430,000 non-Fincham votes were cast in the AZ GOP primary race for the Secretary of State. Abe Hamadeh. Hamadeh faced the biggest number of ringer vote-splitting candidates at five. More than 500,000 votes were cast against Hamadeh and for one of the other GOP candidates. Note something else very unusual here. Current GOP vote tallies for these races. GOP governor, 798,420 votes. GOP secretary of state, 744,595 votes. GOP attorney general, 760,232 votes. So are we to believe that there were 53,000 GOP voters who voted for one of the governor candidates but skipped voting the secretary of state, or that 38,188 GOP voters filled their ballot out for one of the GOP governor candidates and left the attorney general part of the ballot blank? Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. And we can see that they are now panicking over all of this because they never expected this to happen. They never expected a red wave like they saw, and they just couldn't keep up with the cheating. They tried their best, and they knew that if they tried to make a move and actually try to win the election, it would have been game over for them. So they had to say, okay, let's hold up the votes. We don't want to show people how much Carrie Lake actually won by. Let's just use this and just say, let's make her the winner, because otherwise they would have been found out. Now they're in trouble because now they're starting to realize how much power the people are seeing. The people are seeing that they can actually change the course of these cheaters. And this is what has them really, really panic right now. Dan Scavino, he put out a video and it shows a tidal wave hitting a town. And it's to music, but you can see his message. A tidal wave of people are coming and nothing will be able to stop this. Nothing. Alex on True Social put this out and he said, this is what Trump said at CPAC. America is on the edge of an abyss and our movement is the only force on earth that can save it. Take a listen to what Trump said.
Gathered tonight, our country is being destroyed more from the inside than out. America is on the edge of an abyss. And our movement is the only force on earth that can save it. This movement right here. What we do in the next few months and the next few years will determine whether American civilization will collapse or fail, or whether it will triumph and thrive, frankly, like never before. This is no time for complacency. We cannot be complacent. We have to seize this opportunity to deal with the radical left, socialist lunatics, and fascists, and we have to hit them very, very hard. It has to be a crippling defeat because our country cannot take it.
Now, think about what Trump said. The abyss is what? The precipice? And the only thing that can stop it is the red wave. It's the people. The people are going to decide in the end, do we want to save the country? Or are we going to allow the deep state to have it? If we go back to post 2494, this is November 20th, 2018, it says the following. D, and this says that's in brackets, D, December 5th, D5. Nothing can stop what is coming. D5 is an avalanche, the deadliest avalanche. Nothing. This election was not about fixing the economy, trade, borders, military, protecting our children, etc. Also, another corrupt politician or insider can simply undo it, Band-Aid. This was not simply another four-year election, but a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. There is panic in D.C. And when you really read this, this was not about fixing the election. Actually, just read this part about the Band-Aid. What did Trump do while he was in the White House? Yes, he set up devolution. Yes, we know the military is in control. Yes, we know all of this. But think past that. What did he do? He made the economy look great. He shut down the borders. He controlled it. He ended the endless wars. He did all of these things. And what did the resident do when he came in? He undid everything that Trump has done. So that was a Band-Aid fix. He showed the people, look, yes, this is not what it's about. It's not about just fixing all these things, because once the next corrupt individual comes in, maybe it's not the next year, maybe it's not the next year after that, maybe it's not in 8 years, maybe it's 16 years. But he knew that, yeah, I can fix everything. I can make the economy look great. I can do all these things. But if we have the corrupt people come back in, they're just going to undo it. So we need to get rid of the corruption. We need to get rid of the swamp. So it's not about a four-year election. It's about removing this system that they created. And the only way to do this is to show the people what their actual system is and make the people understand this. And once they understand this, the people, which I do believe he always thought, would do the right thing. They would remove the swamp. They would take back the country, take back the entire system from the deep state players. And I do believe that this is his strategy. This is what he put out on True Social. He says, America's coming back begins this November, and it will continue onward with unstoppable momentum to November 2024. We're going to keep on working. We're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on winning, and we're going to get our country back. As long as we do not lose our spirit, our movement will never be defeated. It will only get stronger with each passing day. And he's absolutely right. And the movement is growing. The movement is the people waking up. The movement is the people starting to realize we are much more powerful than we ever imagined. And remember, the deep state players, their entire strategy from the very, very beginning was always to keep the people divided. Trump's strategy was the opposite. If I can unite the people, if I can just show the people the truth and be completely transparent and not lie to them, the people will make the right choice. The people will see it and they will do the right thing to take back their country. And that's exactly what is happening. He united the people. The people now are coming together and they're realizing it's we the people, not the government, not the deep state players. And I do believe as this continues, the people are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And the deep state, this is what they're panicking over right now. Just take a listen to Trump's video. And in the background, you can hear the storm letting us know the storm is coming. He's letting you know that, listen, I made the country great. And the corrupt leader came in. He undid everything. And we can't have it this way anymore. This is why we need to remove the entire deep state system. Take a listen to this video.
We are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down as long as we are confident and united. The tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Ladies and
Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to MyDigitalMoney.com.